What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 29 of Life Lean In. Man, today, I think this is going to be a quick one. It'll be a good one to digest and maybe even talk about with maybe your coworkers, your boss, maybe some of your teammates, maybe even in your family. But what we're going to talk about today is why people have a love-hate relationship with meetings, especially leaders. Man, I know for a fact that I don't particularly love meetings. And here's why. I have two big reasons why I don't love meetings. There might even be a bonus point in there. Number one, I am ADD global. So when I get into a meeting, I'm like, my mind's over here and my mind's over there. And I have a hard time focusing in meetings, especially if meetings last too long. The second reason, I'm not a big fan of meetings, but they're necessary. Again, they're necessary, is I'm all about productivity. Like, I think sometimes productivity and getting stuff done dies in meetings. It does. And not all meetings, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, but first and foremost, I have a love-hate relationship with meetings. Number one, I hate them because I'm ADD global, and I can get all over the place myself. Number two is, man, I love productivity. Like, let's get after it. Let's get it done. Like, and so many times, I think meetings kill productivity. The third reason, and number three is really the biggest thing, I think, why leaders hate meetings, is it actually takes a lot of preparation to have a good meeting. And so I think that's really probably the biggest thing I can share with you today is the preparation for a meeting is really what leads to a good meeting. And so leaders, man, wherever you are at, whether it's your family, you're going to have a family meeting, whether you're going to have a team meeting, whether you're going to have a business meeting or a ministry meeting, whatever it is, the success of that meeting hinges on your preparation, and not just your preparation as the leader of the meeting, but everyone else's preparation for that meeting. Does everyone in the meeting know the agenda? Do they know what you're going to talk about? Do they know how to be prepared for it? Do they know what decisions are going to be made in the meeting? Again, productivity can die in meetings when you're just talking, but there's no, like, here's where we're going. Here's where the rubber meets the road. The rubber meets the road. You see what I'm saying? And so leaders, man, leaders, listen to me. You've got to be more prepared for meetings. I know this, man. I am guilty as charged. If you ask our staff, man, they've felt terrible meetings when I've led them because I'm all over the place. Man, they've felt it when there's zero productivity, where we're just talking, and there's no, like, movement forward. Man, in our organization, they've felt that. And so the third thing, man, we got to dive into being more prepared for meetings. What is the exact win for the meeting? What's the goal? Man, if we get this out of this meeting, we're knocking it out of the park. Okay? So leaders, number one, you've got to be more prepared for the meeting. Do all the people in the meeting know the agenda? Do they know what they're coming to the meeting prepared with? Are they coming with metrics? Are they coming with ideas? What can make them be successful participants in the meeting? And does everyone, number three, does everyone know the end goal? Do they know the win? Meetings, man, I love them and I hate them. But man, meetings can be so helpful. And honestly, they don't have to be long if everyone's prepared. So I want to encourage you, if you lead anything, be more prepared for meetings that you call. Know the agenda. Make sure everyone knows it. Make sure that everyone in the meeting knows what they should be bringing to the meeting, whether it's metrics or ideas, whatever it is. Man, make sure everyone knows what the win is. Make sure that you leave that meeting knowing that every single person has accomplished the goal that you've set for that particular meeting. And man, when you get in there, let them go. let your people go. Because I think too many times one of the other things that derails a meeting is it's just run and dominated by one person. It's not helpful. It's not helpful. And I've been there and done that 1,000 times. Leaders, you need your people's ideas. You need your people's expertise. That's why you have them. And so make sure that you're prepared for the meeting and make sure they're prepared for the meeting, and you will get the most productivity in a short amount of time in that particular meeting. Why do leaders hate meetings? Because they take too much time, they're not productive, and you're not prepared for it. But if you are prepared for it, and everybody else is, and you know the win, you will crush it. You'll see things change and get better like you've never seen before. So I encourage you, be more prepared for meetings. Don't have as many. Have a few, but be more prepared. I hope this is helpful. Man, you've got to take this into your own context to figure out how to do it, how to live it out, whether it's in your family meeting, your team meeting, maybe it's in your workplace, whatever it is, you know what to do now. Get prepared. And you're going to see you and your entire team go to the next level. I hope this is helpful. None of us is perfect. We're all in process. So, man, keep learning, keep growing, and keep leaning in.